Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. Today, we're going to talk about something that's vitally important to your practice, something that can make your practice or break your practice. And this one's going to be about money. Money. Are you charging too much? Are you charging too little? Are you charging just right? I'm going to talk about some important factors. Some of them may surprise you as to how to judge whether or not you're charging the right amount of money so that you can build your business and see all the clients that you want to see. All right. Once again, this is Cal Banyan. I am the developer of the 5-Path Hypnotherapy System. I'm the developer of 7-Path Self-Hypnosis, the only mind-body-spirit self-hypnosis program. And I am the author of a couple books. And I am very happy to be both a regular hypnotherapist that sees clients every week, and also one of my greatest joys is teaching. And I have my Week of Power Advanced Hypnotherapy Certification course coming up in May. And I also have our Come Into the Profession NGH approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course, which is coming up in July and also in October. And you know what? Let me get right into this. How much should you charge? And I'll tell you what. You might notice I'm clearing my throat a little bit. I'm working, fighting through a cold because I want to get this hypnosis video out to you. So I'm a little bit off my game. I'm a little bit sniffly. And, you know, people ask me, Cal, why do you keep doing this? I do this because I care. I care about you folks who really, in your heart, you want to be a hypnotist. You want to be a hypnotherapist. You want to be out there and help people through the use of hypnosis, hypnotherapy, self-hypnosis. I care about you. I care about the profession. And so we just keep on going. I'm like the Timex watch of hypnosis. I take a licking and I keep on ticking. All right, let's get into how much money you should charge. I see this all the time, and I've lightly talked about this topic once or twice on the podcast, but it just came up on one of our Yahoo groups. They're talking about it again. And one of the things we have to understand that if you're doing this part-time or you're doing this full-time, and you know, we've had hypnotherapists at our center that are making $50,000 a year plus part-time. We've also got graduates that are making even six figures in this profession. Now, if you're doing this high-quality work, if you are a confident, competent hypnotist, especially if you've gone to the trouble of going through advanced training, and you've been doing this for any significant period of time, if you're getting results, you deserve to make a good living. You should be making above average income. You should be making money that's on par with the other helping professionals, counselors, social workers, psychologists, even psychiatrists. I believe this from my very essence of my being. If you're being a professional and you're helping people when everything else has failed, you see, that's our clientele. Nobody, the first time they have a problem, goes to the hypnotist unless their dad's a hypnotist or something like that. Most people, they've tried everything else. They've gone to the social worker, the counselor, the priest, the self-help book, the Tony Robbins program, whatever it is, the doctor. And if it didn't work, then they come and see the witch doctor. I mean, the hypnotherapist, right? We're never the first one. We are the last one that they want to see. So that when they do come see us, it's amazing that we get any results at all. And if you're a confident and competent hypnotist, you're a 5-pather, what's happening is you're getting results over and over and over again when everyone else has failed. By golly, doesn't it make sense that you should make a good income? But let's talk about money. The people in my profession, I love you. You are caring professionals. I'm a caring professional. You're a caring professional. You know, if all you cared about was money, I don't know, maybe you'd be a real estate agent or a lawyer or something else that you were thinking, I could make a lot of money with it. But there was something in you that said, I want to be a helping professional. And see, you folks, we're cut from the same cloth. The social worker, the counselor, We're not in it just for the money. And sometimes we don't have a very good attitude about money. One of my worst phrases that I hate to hear is people will say something, oh, he was dirty, filthy, rich. There's nothing that's so bad. The words you say in the privacy of your own mind are the most important, most powerful words you'll ever hear. You don't want to say, assign negativity to money. Money is not good, and money is not bad. In and of itself, money, write this down, equals ability. Money equals ability. That's all it is. It's the ability to send your kids to college. It's the ability to go see the doctor when you need to. It's the ability to pay your rent or your house payment or your car payment. It's the ability to pay your bills. It's also the ability to give to political causes and spiritual causes, or to invest in with other people to do big things, like to create books and all this kind of stuff. All right, so let's talk about money. Money is ability. And assuming that you're a competent and confident hypnotist, you should be getting a reasonable amount of money for what you do. Okay, so what is that? What is that? Now, some people, they don't value what they do. When I first started in this profession, I charged $65 a session. And my sessions were about an hour and 15 minutes, and my sessions are still an hour and 15 minutes. But I charge a lot more than that now. I charge $375 per session, hour and 15 minutes. And the vast majority of my clients, when they come to visit me, they get double sessions. So it's two times $375. Double sessions. Why? Because I can get twice as much stuff done. Now, I have another video that's on session management and how much time you should spend. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that. You can adjust your pay accordingly. If you do 50-minute sessions or one-hour sessions or one-and-a-half-hour sessions. How did I come to that $65 an hour price? I called around, found out what people were charging for sessions, and I started there. But I didn't want to stay there. I wanted to get... I knew that what I was doing was something very special. I was in the process of developing, and eventually within the first year, year and a half of practice, developed 5-PATH, and I was getting this wonderful results, better than anyone I knew in the profession. So I started teaching it to our hypnotherapists at the center, and eventually started teaching it to the world. So I wanted to start raising my prices, and you should start raising your prices if you're a confident and competent hypnosis professional. But now, men, I'm going to tell you something. If you're charging $65 a session, unless you live in a very, very, well, men and women, but I'm going to use an example I think that's going to get this through to men. Well, maybe to women, too. And I'm not being sexist here, but I just have this example that I think is important that is good, that for men, the light's just going to go on, okay? Maybe for women, too. And that is, you know, about every 6 weeks or so, most ladies go to the beauty salon or the hair cutting person, the hair parlor, whatever you call it, right? Guys, you know how much women pay every time they go? I mean, it's just a haircut, right? I mean, maybe they get some dye, maybe they get some curls, but basically, they're maintaining their hair. Right? I was amazed. Depending on where they live, they're going to be paying $100 to $200 to even more, $300 every 6 weeks. And it definitely doesn't last forever. Okay? Think about that. $100, $200, maybe even $300 each trip to the beauty salon. Do you think what you're doing that causes lifelong change is worth $100, $200, maybe even $300 per visit? Of course it is. So let's start edging this up. You know, we're not even counting nails and massage and pedicures and manicures and all that kind of stuff. You've got to start thinking about how much people who provide personal services like this get. It's you know, guys have been there. Let's say you're 40, 50, 60, 70 years old. You remember back to when stuff like that was cheap. And maybe back then in the 60s and 70s, you paid $10 or $20 for a haircut or a trip to the beauty salon or maybe $20 for a trip to the hypnotist. But things have changed. You, if you're a confident and competent hypnosis professional, you should be edging up. Don't you think what you do is equal to or greater value than a haircut or a perm or a hair color? Let's think about it. When we get a new hypnotist at our center, what we do is, you know, most of the people who take our courses are outside of the state or outside of the country. They fly in. But when I'm teaching class, I'm always keeping an eye out to see if there's anyone local. Because when we have an opening at our center for a hypnotist, we hire our grads or we offer them a place at our center. And we actually have people go right out of our class and the very next week start seeing clients. They're ready. They're confident. They're competent after doing the course. Now, what we do is we don't start them as interns or beginners. They're confident and competent as soon as they get out of the course. And we will typically start them off at about $150, $160, $165 per session. And as they start building their clientele, then we start upping the price. Now, this pertains to you because I ask you right now, whatever you're charging, how long have you been charging that? Maybe it's time to start raising the price. Here's the deal. If your bookings, the hours you schedule for hypnosis is 80% filled, you need to start raising your prices. If you're not $100 yet, you need to be $100. If you're not $150 yet, you need to do $150. Now, there's some other things that we have to take into consideration. If you're in New York City and you're renting an office, guess what? You might start off at $300 a session. And that's going to be normal in New York City or Manhattan because of the overhead is so high. But if you're in, I don't know, a more rural area of Texas or Arizona or Minnesota, and you're working out of a nice professional office in your home, and you don't have the high overhead, then of course you're going to be able to charge less. But I tell you what, if I was in a small town in Minnesota or Mississippi or whatever, I'm going to still charge what I charge. Because if you do this work right, like I teach you every week in these podcasts, as I teach in my courses, people will fly past 100 other hypnotists to get to you. You know, over and over, I teach you techniques on how to do that, how to be a confident, competent hypnotist that gets referrals. Once you work with someone, they tell their mother, father, sister, brother, cousin, boyfriend, girlfriend, and they will want to see you. So it's a balancing act, but the vast majority of hypnotists are not charging enough. You should be right up there pushing the envelope of how much you charge. Now, at this time, I know some of you are like cringing. It's so inhumane. What if there's people out there that need help and can't afford, you know, your services? You can always discount on a case-by-case basis. Never do sessions for free if you can help it, because it's the worst thing you can do to the client. Clients only value what they put time, money, and effort into. You always want to charge something. But it's a balancing act. Most people are not charging enough. You can always discount. For example, I don't do any discounting, but I would if I saw someone I was just very interested in their case. I go, wow, that's an interesting case. I really want to help that person, and they can't pay my full rate. You know, I would discount. I would discount to whatever made sense for that individual to be able to come see me and me knowing that they're invested enough in the process so that they value it and will do their homework and that kind of thing. Okay, so you can always discount. One of the common discounts that we teach in class is selling packages. I won't go into a lot of detail about this, but one of the things we will do is we will say, let's say, just for even numbers, right, that it was $100 a session. We tell people, you know, on average, most people, it's 5 or 6 sessions to get work through this issue that you have. What we do is if you purchase a 5-session package, we're going to give you 20% off of those packages. We're going to give you 5 sessions for the price of 4. That usually seals the deal. I don't do that. I used to do that. I don't have to now. I have enough people willing to pay my full price, and if they can't, I can discount. Or more likely what I'm going to do is I'm going to refer them to one of our confident and competent hypnotists at our center. So I can't even remember. I've probably discounted one time for one person in the last 7 years. How's that? So that's, and that was someone who was a military vet, and I really wanted to help them, and so I had a discount. All right. See if there's anything else on this list. You know, when you, let's say your price is $200 a session, and you want to discount for someone, and you say, you know, what I'm going to do is I'm going to see you for $150 a session. Doesn't that put them in a state of gratitude? And don't you think that as you start showing them results and you're doing it at a discounted price, that that gratitude is going to serve them well and serve you well as you continue to work with them and build your practice? For example, asking for, hey, do you mind giving me a testimonial about how well the things have turned out for you? You know, you've given them the discount, you've given them great results, and one day I'm going to do a podcast just on testimonials and how to do that, because it is very, very important, a great way to continue to build your practice. Okay, let me wrap this up. You're probably not charging enough. You should probably increase. If you don't know if you're charging enough, start edging it up. Just start edging it up. If you're 80% full, start edging it up, because there's this weird thing that can happen. As you increase your price, sometimes that will make you look better to your community and potential clients than being the cheapest guy. There's certain people out there, they go to a restaurant, they open the menu, and they just always order whatever the most expensive thing is. There's some people, they gotta have the most expensive car. They gotta have the most expensive camera. Whatever it is that's in the catalog or on the website, you know, they just want the best. And one of the ways that they judge what's the best is price. So sometimes increasing your price can actually cause you to become busier and to have more clientele. So start edging it up. Maybe it's just $10 a week or $20 a week. See what happens to your client load. Does it go up? Does it go down? Does it stay the same? What if you charge $50 more a session and it didn't affect your client load at all? What would that do for you? What if you charged $50 a session and your clientele increased? What would that do for your practice? And you know what? If you charged $50 a session and your practice went down a little bit, no problem. You can always go back to the original price and you can call that a weekly special or a discount, or do it on a case-by-case basis, as I said. So don't get stuck in a rut. You deserve to get paid. You deserve to get paid well if you're a confident and competent hypnotist. And if you're not a confident and competent hypnotist and you love this profession and you love hypnosis, do what you need to do. Do your research. Of course, I recommend our Week of Power class. That's coming up. on May 4th, 2014. If you're watching this video at a different time, on calbanyan.com, we always have our schedule of upcoming classes. And then we have our NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Hypnotherapy Certification course. This is for people who are just coming into the profession. That's a 10-day course, Monday through Friday, weekend off, and then Monday through Friday again. And then it's a very intense, very complete hypnosis course. When you get done, you're not done. You become part of our group. You become a five-pather, and you will have ongoing, unsurpassed support after graduation. And by the way, if you can't make it all the way to our center, you can look here on our website. We have information about taking the course online. Now, if you like this program and you have friends or colleagues that are in this profession, please like and share us on Facebook, Twitter us, and also Google Plus us, or whatever the latest thing is in getting information out and sharing to your peeps. Peeps, isn't that like something they said in 1990? That's it. Cal Banyan, signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.